Critics, such as Health Ranger Mike Adams, have turned the anti-science argument against vaccine supporters. Note carefully that vaccine zealots are not scientifically minded people. They are religious zealots who worship the religion of vaccines. Their belief in vaccines is based purely on faith. All evidence be damned. Anyone who studies autism is immediately ostracized and discredited, even if their research only hints at a link between autism and vaccines, he wrote. Anyone who does not conform to the myths and lies of this medical mafia is subjected to widespread character assassination, where endless lies are spread about them. I've been accused of being anti-science, even though I run a scientific laboratory using atomic spectroscopy equipment to research food safety. In reality, I'm one of the most scientific activists in the country, yet because I express concern of the safety of mercury in vaccines, I too am immediately and viciously branded anti-science. Anyone who is anti-mercury, it turns out, is automatically labeled anti-science. It turns out that there are legitimate scientific reasons to be concerned about mercury levels in vaccines. In mid-2014, Adams, working through the Natural News Forensic Food Lab, tested the Fluvial influenza vaccine, manufactured by GlaxoSmithKline, and found lot 9H2GX contained 51 parts per million of mercury, more than 25,000 times higher than the maximum level permitted by the EPA in drinking water. The concentration of mercury in the flu shot was 100 times greater than the highest level he had ever found in tuna and other ocean fish known for high mercury contamination. And yet, vaccines are injected, emphasis in the original, directly into the body, making them many times more toxic than anything ingested orally, he noted. And despite the toxicity, the efficacy of many vaccines is unclear. By 2005, vaccinations had reduced the annual incidence of mumps in the United States by more than 99%. However, the next year, a large outbreak occurred among highly vaccinated populations in the United States, with similar outbreaks reported worldwide. 89% of those who contracted mumps had already been vaccinated at least twice for the disease, presumably with the controversial measles, mumps, and rubella combination vaccine that has been implicated in causing gastrointestinal disorders and autism. These numbers indicate that the MMR vaccine was, in this case, essentially ineffective in preventing the disease and offers strong support to parents who would think twice about administering this vaccine to their children. Despite the risks inherent in vaccines, they won't be going away anytime soon. Vaccine revenues in 2013 reached more than $25 billion, with pharmaceutical profits ensuring government advocacy of the shots. The vaccine market is expected to return a compound annual growth rate of more than 8% through 2018. Though vaccines have generated profits for a few massive pharmaceutical firms, the rest of us have suffered and will continue to do so for the foreseeable future.